Okay, today's daf is Brachas, daf Lamed Vav. As we continue in case of Mevarchin, and as we've noted, this perek is all about Birchas Hanehenin. So that's what we get to discuss. Brachas is very organized. The first couple of prakim are all about Kriya Shema. The first three, the next two prakim, are about Tefillah. Next perek is about Brachos, Birchas Hanehenin. Next perek is about benching. The next perek is about Machlokos between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel related to meal issues. And the last perek is about Birchas Shelach LaHoda'ah. Okay, so we are in the middle. We're about the sixth to last medium line or so. Ella Amar Marzutra. We're in the middle of our discussion. First words on the line are 8 Zayas, right across from the Bach. Ella Amar Marzutra. Marzutra. Where is Marzutra coming in? We are the wondering. The Mishnah had said that the one exception to the rule of Priha 8 that we don't say a Bori Priha 8 on is wine. Wine, we say Bori Priha Gaf, and we go up. So the Gemara says, why is there any difference between wine and oil? They also should get a special bracha. And we know oil only gets a bori priha eitz if one would drink oil. We'll figure out today how does one drink oil and make a bracha. But why is it that wine goes up and gets a bori priha gafen while oil does not? So yesterday the last few lines we did was maybe it's a language issue. We don't know exactly what language to use. None of it is appropriate. All the possibilities. And then we say, how about bori pri eitz zayis? So we said maybe that's appropriate. So we have to come up with a logical reason why we don't say that bracha. So, Ella Amar Marzutra, Chamra Zayin, Mishcha Lo Zayin. Chamra wine sustains and nourishes, while Mishcha oil Lo Zayin. And maybe one of the criteria that Chazal used for the special bracha is the nourishing factor. So says the Gemara, Mishcha Lo Zayin, is that really true? Vatnan, Hanodim in Hamazon, somebody is Nodim and a Mazon makes a neder not to get any benefit from food from Mazon, Mutter b'mayim u'b'melach. The Mishnah says in Erevin, he's allowed to drink water and salt, because water and salt are not considered nourishing. V'havinan ba, and we asked about that. Mayim u'melach hu delo ikri Mazon. Only wine and salt are excluded. Hakol mili ikri Mazon, but all other things from a daik are called Mazon. Everything else besides water and salt. So, Nehemi Tevi Tiyufta de Rav Shmuel. This is all a quote. Let's say this is a problem for Rav Shmuel de Amri, who say, Ein Mavarch and Bari, my name is Onos Ela Behemin and Bovad. Rav Shmuel, who we're going to have on the end of today's daf, say, you only make a Mizonos on the 5 Minim. How can we say that everything in the world besides water and salt brings sustenance and nourishment? Which, doesn't that mean that you make a Mizonos on everything else? So the Gemara says, no, B'yamar Rav Huna, what was said in that Brisa wasn't defining the Mizonos issue, but it was more general. Ba'omer kol hazan, a lie. Everything that is zon in any way, shape, or form, which is much more inclusive than a regular Bori Minei Mizonos would be. It's not defining, it's kol hazan, anything that gives me a little bit of nourishment is usher to me. But what do you see from that whole discussion? Alma mishcha zayin. You see, oil has some sustaining element. So therefore, right, it's not water and salt. So back to the question, what's the difference between wine and oil? So Ella, try number 3. Chamra soid, umishcha lo soid. Wine satisfies, umishcha lo soid, and oil does not satisfy. Doesn't satisfy in terms of a savata. So again we say, v'chamra mi soid, v'harav avishasi chamra kamal yomi de pischa. Wine satisfies, it fills you up. Rava used to drink wine on Erev Pesach. In order to get his juices flowing, to get his appetite open, so to speak, in order to have an appetite for matzah that night. What Zion is sustains, and the other sustains and nourishing versus satisfies. Does it fill you up? So now we say, but what do you mean? You're saying wine doesn't fills you up? Wine doesn't fill you up. You're not allowed to have something that fills you up on Erev Pesach. And Rava drank wine, and so that he would be able to eat more matzah that night. So Gemara says, well, it depends. Tuva garir, a lot of wine on Erev Pesach, that gets the juices flowing and that opens up the appetite. Purta soid, a little bit, though, that would satisfy you. Tosa says, Tuva garir, mikan mashma, sha'asr lishtos yain be'Erev Pesach when a mincha v'lamala. Sounds like from this Gemara that you're not allowed to drink too much wine in Erev Pesach. And if you do, you have to make sure to drink a lot. Because a lot opens up the pores of the appetite. It's a big shayla d'acharonim ask. How do you ever get to that stage? Because if once you drink a little bit, you've already violated. So you have to violate in order to get to the stage, unless you eat a little bit beforehand, before the Zman, so you're already past that stage when Erev Pesach comes. Either way, there are, if you look on some scientific websites, studies done about this, about a lot of wine opening up and a little wine. I got one from Psychology and Behavior. An inverse relationship was noted between alcohol consumption and body mass index. If you look through, there are some studies done about this. But this is what Rava says, that you know one shouldn't drink on Erev Pesach, so that, in a way, that would fill me up. There is also an important Rashbam. The Rashbam notes about drinking on Erev Pesach. So Pashas is to make sure I have an appetite. What is the larger category of this issue of not filling myself up on Erev Pesach? So the Rashbam and Rashi in Psachim, the first few lines of Arvei Psachim, they say this is a form of Hidur Mitzvah. Hidur Mitzvah. I'm beautifying the Mitzvah of Matzah by not going into Pesach full. Lo yochal, kidei sheyochal matzah shel mitzvah l'te'avon mishum hidur mitzvah. That's the lashon of Rashi and the Rashbam in the beginning of Arvei Psachim. Rav Asher Weiss points this out, that usually we have the concept of hidur mitzvah by objects of mitzvah, by a chefzah shel mitzvah. Making, having a beautiful lulav and a beautiful esrog and a beautiful keser of the Sefer Torah and a talis noah. The whole Gemara in Shabbos in Perikop Lezer Demila lists off all the examples of hidur mitzvah. But once in a while, Rav Asher Weiss catalogs six of them, that you have examples of hidur mitzvah in the maisa mitzvah. That you could do an act of a mitzvah in a more beautiful way. Right, what's the hidur mitzvah here? Going into what's the difference with the matzah? The matzah is the same matzah, whether I'm hungry or whether I'm full. The answer is no. If I'm hungry, then the act, the maisa achilas matzah, is a different maisa achilas matzah, and therefore that is why one doesn't eat. Other examples he gives is in terms of being how to blow shofar, not just the in terms of what type of shofar. If you use certain types of muhudar shofaros, that lechachila, why do we say that shofar shel ayil? And other ones are kosher except for para. So what's the highest level? So some rishonim use the lashon hider mitzvah. Right, so is that in the shofar? So you might say that's in the chepsah shel shofar. You might say that, but it's also he says some rishonim use the lashon. Maybe it's a different maisa. Tzkiya. He goes to other examples. I'm not going to go through them right now. He talks about Shomea Ka'one versus actually saying something. Ika Hidur Mitzvah Tei. Tosfos uses that lashon. If you look in Minchas Asher, Simen Chafei, he has all of these examples. Okay, so we're back to the question. We're back to the Gemara. Last skinny line. We just said that, well, matzah, in the matzah context, there's no problem because Rava, he drank a lot of wine and that did not fill him up. Says the Gemara, 1 second. Amisad klau. Is this side at all? Is wine satiating or at all? Vaksiv. We say in Barchi Nafshi, v'yayin yisamach levav enosh. Wine makes you happy. V'lechem levav enosh yisod v'chulu. And bread is what satisfies you and satiates. Nama hu desayid. Bread is what satiates. Chamer lo soid. And wine doesn't. We're medayek, not from pukchazi. Go out to the world and see what the Messias is. We're medayek from the psukim. Right, that's the ultimate reality, the psukim of David HaMelech. So Ella, last try. Chamra is beitarti. Wine has both elements, and that's why it gets its own bracha. Sahid u'misameach. Nama misad sahid simuchi lo misameach. But bread does not, bread satiates, but it's not misameach, and therefore it's not zocha to its own. Well, bread is different. We're not asking about bread, but that's the difference between bread and wine. That's the pshat in the difference in the pasuk. So, ihachi, if that's true, if we're saying now that wine satiates, nivrachalei shalosh brachas. Why don't you bench? Satiates, biachad v'savad v'rakta. Why don't you bench after wine? Right? Nivrachalei shalosh brachos. The Gemara says, no. Lo kavoy inshi su'uda sayu ilavei. People aren't koveya su'uda on wine. We'll get to Beit Hashem later on in the parak in terms of pasa baba kisnin and koveya su'uda issues. But here, the Gemara says that you have to be koveya su'uda also to require berachas hamazon. So amalei Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak l'Rava, ikavei ilavei su'uda seimai. What if somebody is koveya su'uda on wine? That's their meal, their main meal. So amalei answers l'kashe yavo el yovi omar, ihavi kviusa. We'll wait for Eliyahu HaNavi to tell us the answer to that question. Whether in that time. But Hashtamiya, right now, before he comes, but Ladaitu Eitzel Kol Adam, we don't look at individual behaviors in the realm of determining halachic definitions. And therefore, but Ladaitu, even if I do something strange, but Ladaitu, right? This comes up many times in Hilchas Chatzitza and in Hilchas carrying on Shabbos. Various times we have but Ladaitu Eitzel Kol Adam. If somebody accustoms themselves to carry something in a very unusual way, I learned to carry something on the back of my neck. and then I go out on Shabbos carrying something on the back of my neck. Or not like a scarf, but like a... So it's still, it's a Darabanan. It's not going to be Daraisa. It's still going to be unusual. Why? The Gemara says, Bala Daitwe is a Kaladam. Sometimes it's not, who's the Kaladam? Right? What happens if you carry something on your head in Middle Eastern countries? Right? So that's more common in the Middle East than in other countries of the world. So how do you determine Kaladam? That's a Shaila. Discussed in Masech HaShabbos. But either way, at least here, Bala Daito, if somebody is Kobe Asuda. Lemaisa. So what did we just discuss? We just explained why wine gets a Bari Puragafen. While oil does not. What happens if somebody makes a bari pri ha'etz on wine by mistake? What's the halacha? We just explain why wine does not get a bari pri ha'etz. What happens if somebody does it by mistake? So the Ritva says vigal amashri mina. He says it at the beginning of the parak and also on daf mem. The mi shabirich halayayin bari pri ha'etz yatsa. You yotze to a chazina to lo kaptina bebracha delay to afilu kashabirich bracha acheres. Shahako works. If Shahako works, is even more general, surely Bari Priya 8 works. Makes a lot of sense. Right? It makes sense. You go more general. Who argues? We already had who argues. Tosas at the end of the first parak. And Rabbi Kiva Eger was very upset about this. Tosas and Daf Yud Beis is giving an example of a mistaken bracha. What happens if somebody makes a mistake in their bracha? And he just happens to give an example. She'amar bori priha eitz tachas bori priha gafen. Debetoka de dibur yachol lachzerbo. You'd base them on olive. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, it sounds like from Tosfos that if you would have actually finished that bracha and made a bori priha eitz on wine, you would have been yotze. Answer Rabbi Kiva Eger, why not? Is it worse than shahako? Shahako works. So the Achronim have this as a machlokas, Tosfos and the Ritva. So the question is, so how could this be worse than Shahakol? So that's Rabbi Kivega's problem. He says, Damoli, Yayin, Shame, Priyalov, Tamavarchan, Bari Priyagafen, VMK Shabri, Mavarch, Bari Priyate, Zaladahayo, Lavara, Yoser, Shumi, Gefen, Logarami, Birak, Shahakol. So how could it be Gara? If we say Shahakol is a totally different track of Bracha, so then maybe it can be different. Shahakol. That's different. That's maybe focused on the gavra, not on the chefsa of the item that you're eating. So maybe that's why it works. But it could be, I heard this from Rav Rosenzweig, he has a maimer on the bracha of Shahakol. He says, but it could be if you take the track of specific brachos, then you got to get it right. You got to get it right. If Chazal specify a bracha for this agafet, you have to get it right. Okay, how is this different than Hadam and Ha'etz? Also a question that we have, might be more affinity between those than Bori Pri Agafen and Ha'etz. But you have to say something for Tosfos, that yes, Bori Pri Ha'etz is going to be worse than Shahakol. But how are you going to explain that? Somehow that Ha'etz, once you're going down the track of specificity, then you have to then do what Chazal said. You could also do Shahakol, but that's a totally different type of bracha. Okay. What about Allah? No matter what bracha you say before, you're going to have to say an Allah Geffen. That's not going to change it. Just like if I made the wrong bracha on bread, I still have to bench. Still have to bench, no matter what bracha I made on bread. Okay, we continue. Mr. Brewer quotes both of these beyos and says, Savi brachas l'hakel. And therefore, in this case, if I made a ha'etz on wine, I would not repeat the bracha if I still had some wine left. Gufa. Amar Rabbi Yudah, Amar Shmuel, V'chein Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shemen Zayis, Mevarchan Allah, Borei Pri Ha'etz. Shemen Zayis, I make a Borei Pri Ha'etz on. As we said before, oil gets ha'etz. Seichi Dami. So let's get to, how are you drinking this oil? What's the case that you're drinking oil? Ilei Metaka Shas Ilei. Are you drinking oil straight? Just take the bottle and you're downing it. Azuki Mazikle. That's killing you. That's Mazik. You're going to make a Borei Pri Ha'etz on that. Should they have Dianamis on that? But Azuki Mazagile, the Tanya, the Brisa says, Tosefta, Rachman al Islan, Hashosa Shemin Shal Truma. If so, where do you see that drinking oil is not normal? Hashosa Shemin Shal Truma. If somebody drinks oil of Truma, the halacha is that if I somehow misuse Truma, I have to pay for it. If I eat Truma, I have to pay for it and add on a chomesh. If I consume Truma in the normal way. So the Brisa says, if I drink Truma oil, I have to pay the Karen, the principal, and not the Chomesh. Why? Rashi explains. Because this isn't an eating or a drinking, but it's Mazik. It's worse than Mazik. You're destroying it. So you stole this oil from a Kohen, so you have to pay for it. But hasach b'shemen shel truma, if I smear my body with truma oil, which is the normal way of using it, mishalim esakeren u'mishalim esachomesh? Question mark. But you see from there that it's not normal to consume oil. So therefore, how can you say you make a ha'etz? Interesting machlokas rishonim here. So what would you say? What's the pashas of the Gemara? It's mazik you, and therefore, what's the pashas? You wouldn't make a bracha. That's what Rashi says. Azuki mazik lagufe the ein zu achila shetuna bracha. You wouldn't make a bracha. If you look in the Rambam says, how can you do say this? You're supposed to be mazik you. You should only make a shahakol. That's what the Rambam says. Shahakol on a davar hamazik. Machlokas Rashi Rambam. So again, what's that Rambam talking about? What's the machlokas Rashi Rambam? Couple of suggestions. Maybe, is it a machlokas about hanos? Do you get any nourishment from this oil? You get some nourishment. It's going to make you really sick. But you get some nourishment. So maybe the Rambam says, if you get some nourishment, you have to make a bracha. Mashenkin Rashi. At least you make a shahakol. Or maybe it's about, maybe the Rambam focuses on hanos hagaron, as is discussed in Maseches Chulin. Why did Chazal make brachas? Is it for the taste of it? Is it for the nourishment of my stomach? There's all different suggestions that one can have. Why is there, what if I, we have the Gemara, what if I taste something? Does that require a bracha? Mat emes. So there ain't a tzricha bracha, we said. Well, connected that to what you do on a fast day. We paskin, you have to make a bracha, even if you taste something. Machalchus, we showed him there. Are you spitting it out? Are you not spitting it out? If you taste something and spit it out, would anybody say you require a bracha? So doesn't that show that taste is nothing? It has to go down a little bit? But does it have to be hanos meyav? Do you make a bracha? Right, we paskin know. If somebody gets an IV injection, right? That's not eating, but that's having hanos meyav. So do I make a bracha before they stick me? So nobody's going to, generally we don't assume that. So is that hanos meyav with a prerequisite of hanos garon? The prerequisite of getting hanoi in my throat? All of these are suggestions discussed, but this is a Mechlokas Rashi Rambam that is discussed right here. Do you make a bracha on a davar amazik? Rashi says no, and the Rambam says yes, but it's a shahakol. So the Rambam has a middle type of approach. Okay, so back to the Gemara. So what's the case under discussion that I'm making a ha'etz on oil? So it can't be if I'm drinking it straight, because then I would either make no bracha or I'd make a shahakol. So Ella, three lines for the bottom. To ka'achole ayude pas. I'm dipping bread into the oil. Some people like to do that, stick olive oil and dip their bread in. So, Ihach, he says the Gemara, you still wouldn't make a ha'etz. Why? That's the Mishnah later in our parak. Havile pas ikker v'hu tafel. The bread is ikker and the oil is tafel, right? If you ever put anything on bread, you don't make a bracha on it. If it's not, zeachla, koshu ikker v'imo tfela. Anything that's ikar and with it is tafel. Mivarech al ikker, but there's a tfela. Then make the bracha on the ikker and you pat to the tafel. Again, a lot of lumdas there too. Bezhem, we'll talk about it later when we get up to it on Daf Mem Dalid. What does that mean? Does the bracha of the Iker work for the Tafel? Does the Tafel not require its own bracha? Different ways to look at Iker and Tafel. But either way, here, if I dip my bread into oil, you don't make a bracha on the oil. It's insignificant. So, Ella, third try, the kashasi le'ayde anigron. Maybe anigron. Anigron is a mixture. It's a mixture, it's a dip, and in it has oil. And oil is in the mixture. So Gemara says, Damar Abba Bar Shmuel, anigron maya de silka. Anigron is beet juice, maya de silka, but it has some oil in it too. An sigron maya de kulushilki. And an sigron is any type of vegetable juice. We'll have to talk about this in the coming days also. What bracha do you make on fruit or vegetable juice? And how is that different than fruit and vegetable soup? I know the differences between different types of soups. All Hilchas Brachas is right here, in case of Mavarchim. Right? It's not the easiest area of Limud. Those 20 Se'ifim, those 20 Simanim in the Chelik Beis of the Mishnah Berurah. But all the roots of it are all right here. But anyway, says the Gemara, is that the suggestion, that it's in the mixture? Im Kein, Havilea Nigron Iker. But then the other ingredients are ikr, the other vegetables in the mixture, v'shemen tafel, and shemen is still secondary. V'tnan, ze'aklal, kol shu ikr v'imo tfela, mivarech al ikr, poder es a tfela. Right? That you make a bracha on the ikr. So again, we're still stuck. What is the case under suggestion that we are going to make a ha'etz on oil? So hacha, and we had to spend our 10 lines defending that it's a ha'etz, and you don't make any unique bracha. But what's the case? What are we talking about? So, hachav ma'eskinan b'choshesh b'grono. The case is where you have a sore throat. Choshesh b'grono. Titania ha'choshesh b'grono lo ya'arenu b'shemen tchila b'shabbos. If I have a sore throat, I'm not allowed to gargle with oil and then spit it out. Why? That's the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Nun Gimel. That's the Gzeira of Shechika Samamanim, the Isser Derabanan of taking medicines on Shabbos. If anybody is less than a Chola She'ein Bo Sakana. The two most serious cholam on Shabbos are allowed to take medicine. Chola she'esh bo sakana, you can drive to the hospital. Even a chola she'ein bo sakana. The second category of chola, what does that mean? It's also called nofel mishkav. If you can't be at the Shabbos table, you have to be in bed, you're also allowed to take medicine. A Jew is allowed to do a drabanan, which includes taking medicine. But anything under that, anything under a chola she'ein bo sakana, what's called a chola b'miksas, a mechush ba'alma. So in those categories, there's an issur drabanan of taking medicine on Shabbos. So that's why here too, I can't do anything that looks like I'm taking medicine. So you're not allowed to gargle with oil. But what am I allowed to do? Aval nosin shem and harbi l'toch anigron abolea. I'm allowed to mix it into anigron, which is a food. As long as it's a food, even if I'm taking it for medicinal purposes, that's okay. The example that we've given in the past, right? What if somebody hates chicken soup? They hate it. And they're only eating chicken soup because they have a cold, and they're only doing it for medicinal purposes. It says mutter. It's machal briyim. As long as it's food, it's mutter to take it, even if I'm taking it as medicine. Says the ubaleya, and therefore here too. If I make this mixture with shemen, with oil as the main ingredient, then I'm going to make a ha'etz on that. Even though I am drinking it for medicinal purposes, that's mutter. Says the gemar pshita. Okay, that's obvious. It's amazing that we couldn't figure out a case, and now we say pshita. It's obvious. If that's the ikar ingredient, so Gemara says no. Ma'od teima. What's the havamina? Kivan to the refuah kamachave lo livrachale klal. I ordered a havamina that it's medicine, and therefore you don't make any bracha at all. Lo livrachale klal. Kamash malan kivan to islay hanah mine ba'i bruche. Since you get hanah, this doesn't mean hanah that you get healed. This means physical hana benefit boy bruche. Meaning, and this is the line in the Gemara. The line in the Gemara for the base of the halacha that we know, that if medicine has any taste, if it has a good taste, not a bitter taste, if any medicine has taste, then Pasha says you should make a bracha. Make a bracha because of this Gemara. Kivan disli hana amine. Look at Tosfos, kivan. V'nir advarim. Makes sense. Dimsha adam shose mashkin im ha-mashkin ra'im lishtos to lesli hana amine. If it's disgusting tasting medicine, lo boi bruche. Right? You don't have to make a bracha. V'isli hana amine below ha-refua boi bruche. If any kid would want to drink this when he's not sick, boy bruche. That's boy bruche. That's doctor. They make medicine. It tastes good. So the kids would take it. But that's, you have to be careful about that. But that is the halacha about medicines. Good. Right. Boy bruche. There is a, Rabbi Yosef Engel just has a ha'ara. Rabbi Yosef Engel here in the Gilyonei Hashas quotes a tshuva of the Radvaz, where he says, the hanoteya ilan l'refua. The Radvaz has a tshuva. If somebody plants a tree purely to grow certain medicines, probably like some place out there where they make certain herbs for medicine. Hanotei ilon l'refua. Afal pi shahar refua hi ba'achilas peirosav. Even though the refua is not the tree, but it's eating the fruit afterwards. Mikol makom lav etzmachal mikri upater min ha'arla. Says the Radvaz, if you plant a tree purely for medicinal purposes, it would be pater from arla. The simon ladavar v'haya piryola ma'achal v'aleo b'trufa. Mashmet the trufa lav ma'achal hu. The Radvaz has this chilik. So the Rabbi Yosef Engel quotes this related to our Gemara. If it is purely l'refua kamachavein, so then you wouldn't be chayiv in arla. But maybe, I don't know, the Ravaz would agree, if it's good tasting fruit that you're growing on the tree, would it be different? Not sure. Either way, that is Rabbi Yosef Engel's ha'ara right here. Does not say anything about Shemitah, right? Are there medicinal, growths that are purely there for medicine, right? Would that be Chayiv and Shemitah? Pashas, if it's not Chayiv and Arla, it's not called a Pri. But Shemitah includes more than Pri, though. Right? Only Arla is only by fruit. But Shemitah includes more than Pri. Right, grains, v'chulu. Okay, we continue. Kimcha dechiti, flour. Raw flour. Flour of wheat. What bracha do you make on raw flour? Rav Yehuda Amar, Bor Pri Adama. Make Adama. Rav Nachman Amar, Shakol Niyeb Devarau. We discussed this a little bit last time in the Parsha Shir. Those were there relating to Bikurim, and when you start Bikurim, you mark it when it's not really ripe yet. That's why the Torah calls it, but inside Meirashis called Pri HaAdama, and not Meirashis Pri HaEitz. Okay, either way. So flour, Rav Yehuda says Adama, Rav Nachman says Shahakol, because it's not in its ultimate pure state, so you're not going to make a mizonos on it right now, until it's kneaded and baked. So you make Adama or Shahakol. Amalei Rav Avalor Rav Nachman, lo tifla galei Rav Yehuda. Don't argue with Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda's right. Who says HaAdama? I'm sorry, Rav Yehuda, yeah, it says Adama, to Rav Yochanan, v'Shmuel, kai mekavasei, because they hold like him, to Amar, Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, v'chein Amar, Rav Yitzchak, Amar Yochanan, Shemen, Zayis, Mavarchan Allah, Bori Priya Eitz, Oil, you say Ha Eitz. What do you see from there? Alma, Afagav de Ishtene, B'mil Seikoi, even though it has changed from its natural state, now it's oil, it's not olives anymore, B'mil Seikoi, the bracha doesn't change. Right? The olive was a ha'etz, and the oil is a ha'etz. So even after something changes out of its natural state, you can still make the original bracha. So ha'chanami's here, too, by the flour. Avagav dishtei b'milsei. Even though you have ground it up, b'milsei koi. So you should still make a ha'dama on raw flour. So says the Gemara, he says back to me, he says, me dummy, how could you compare the cases? Oil and flour. Ha'sam, over there, by oil, lesle iluya achrina. It doesn't have another stage where it's going to. That's why you say a ha'etz. When do you say a specific bracha? In its natural state or in its ultimate state? That's when you would say a ha'etz in the case of oil. But hacha, but over here by the flower, it's in limbo. It's not in its natural state. It's not in its ultimate state. Hacha isle elu yachrina b'pas. And therefore, that's why you say a shahakol. If you don't have either one.
Grape juice.
Well, grape juice is like wine.
That's the end product.
That's why you say, all right, a hagafen. That's different than the ha'etz that you would have said beforehand. Says the Gemara, let's continue a little bit. V'chei isle iluya achrina lo mev... Or even before... let's continue a little more, and then we'll get to Rashi. V'chei isle iluya achrina lo mevarchan ale bari priyadama el shahako. One second. If it has a later stage, so we're saying now you make a shahako, if it has a limbo stage, v'ha'amar abzeira amar av masna amar shmuel, akrachaya on a raw gourd, or a raw pumpkin, v'kimcha desari, or barley flour. Barley flour, mavarchan alayu shakol yevivaro. You make a shahakol. Why does Shmuel specify barley flour? My lav dechiti bori pri adama. Isn't that for us to be mashma that wheat flour you'd make a adama on? Against what we said? The Gemara says no. Lo dechiti nami shakol yevivaro. Wheat flour also you'd make a shahakol. V'lashmina dechiti v'kosh gen desari. Why don't you say wheat flour, which is more edible? You'd make the bracha and surely sare. So Gemara said, no, yeshmin dechiti, if I only had chitim, hava amina hani mili dechiti. I would have thought that on wheat flour, you would make a shahakol. Avol desari lo livra chale klau. You wouldn't make any bracha on that, because it's not food. Kamashwan, that's why Shmuel specifies barley flour. But not to be medayik, that wheat flour would be different. Says the Gemara, two more lines, umigar mi melech vizamis. One second, would barley flour be any different than salt or fish brine? Titzan, that we learn later on, even that you make a bracha on, even though it's not really edible. Plain fish brine. Squire says, no, itzrich. Still, you would need it. Barley flour, yes, might have been worse. Once in a while, people will take some of that and throw it into their mouth. But barley flour, since it gives you intestinal problems, lo liver chale klal. Maybe I would have thought you shouldn't make a bracha at all. Kamashmalan, that's the chiddush. Kiva disle hana mine boi bruche. Since you get hana from it, you still have to make a bracha. Period. Once more, ha'ara samachronim say, maybe this line is the makkah for the Rambam. Because this barley flour is kasha lekokiani, and what is the halacha? You make a shahakol. So maybe that's where he understands the davar hamazik gets a shahakol from. Right, unlike Rashi, who says that there's a bracha. Rashi would have to be mechalik between mazik, and which inherently is much harder for you than just a side effect of intestinal issues. Period. Okay, before we go further, Rashi at Dibur Maskil Hacha Isle Achli Yachrini. Rashi says, where you have an ultimate stage, Rashi says, the oil, right when you squeeze it, it's come to its ultimate stage. And Rashi's Lashon is four words. The Iker HaPri Lekach Natuhu. And the Iker Pri, this is why it was planted. And therefore, you're going to get a ha'etz on there, because this is why it was planted, to get to the oil. Masha'en came by the other items, by the flour. Big discussion, a little bit already in the Rishonim. Machlokas Rash Barash, and it's quoted in the later Achronim. What happens if I plant something for the juice? And that was my kavanah in planting. For example, let's say I have an orange grove, which I planted specifically to make orange juice, like Tropicana groves do. So when I drink that Tropicana orange juice, do I make a shahakol on that, like all other juices? Or do I say, no, Rashi, Iker HaPri, Lakach Natuhu. This is why it was planted, like the oil, and therefore you make a ha'etz on it. That's a machlokas between the Rashba and the Rush right here. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes in two different places. He quotes as machlokas, the Mishnah Berurah in Reish Beis, in the Shar HaTziyun, Os Nun Dalad, the Os and Peiro Sherov Achilasan Hu Al Yidei Schita. Those fruits that most of the times are squeezed out. Das HaRashba Demavarachan Al Meimi Schitas and Kamosan. The Rashba says, ha'etz. So there is a minority opinion. Says ha'etz. Aval adas harash v'chal gavni mevarach shahakol. V'chein sasma machaber, ayin sham, v'yefshar. He says maybe because it's a suffix, we make a shahakol, the bevada yotze. Either way, the machlokas rishonim, and the minaga olam seems to be that even so, even though there are some rishonim that say otherwise, we should say a shahakol, even though the fruit are planted l'shem the liquid. Mishnah Berurah says later on also in Siman Reish Hey, afilu bepeirish darko lemischetinu gamkin brachas and shahakol v'afilum katsham nami dina hachi. Even if you squeeze them, there's a shiloh. What if you have pulp? So then already you probably make a ha'etz. If you have pieces of orange in the orange juice, because that's already you have pieces there. Right, it's like if you have pieces of apple in the applesauce. Right, if you have pieces of a large pieces of vegetables in a vegetable soup. So you can't dismiss those entities, so you'd have to relate to those. Mashenki, if it's totally, we'll get to later on, if it's totally processed applesauce, if it's totally, a processed soup, fachulu, so then one would make a shakal in that case. Okay, we continue. Korah says the Gemara, what's Korah? Palm shoots, as it's translated. Some type of growth from a tree that is not the ikar fruit of a palm tree. Right? Ultimately, a palm tree is from the tamarim, we would say. We'd all agree that's the ikar of the palm tree. So korah is a side product. It's the shoots that are also people use to eat. So Rav Yehuda omer bori prihadama u'shmuel amar shakol niyeh b'dvaro. Machlokas, Rav Yehuda omer bori prihadama. Why peru? It's a prihadama. And people eat it. Ushmuel amar shakol niyeh b'dvaro. Why? Hol v'sofo lekashos. It's going to get hard. Even though right now it's a little soft, ultimately it's going to get hard, so it doesn't have the status of pre. Amalei Shmuel Rav Yehuda. Sorry? Why not ha'etz? Because it's not a... We'll get to later on a little more definitional ingredients that are needed for ha'etz, as we'll see. Amalei Shmuel Rav Yehuda. Shinana. Right, a smart one. Kavazek Mestavra. So Shmuel says to Rav Yehuda, who he argues with, Shmuel says, "Oh, your shita makes sense to say adama on it. Why? To hatsnon sofalakshos likashos. But radish also ultimately gets hard. Umavarchan ale bori pri adama, and you make adama on it, right? So I think you're right. So he says, velohi. Really, you cannot compare the cases of the radish and our shoots. Tsnon nati inshi adai to the pugla. People plant snon the radish adai to the pugla adas to eat it." Dikla on das of the fruits, of that radish. Dikla lo nati inshia, dai to tekora. But people don't plant deco palm trees to eat the shoots. They plant them for the dates. And therefore, you cannot compare the cases. Even if something is ultimately going to get hard, but if you planted it for that, it's okay. V'kolhecha lo nati inshia, dai to tehaki lo mavarchen alei. Is that really true? If you don't plant it with that in mind, you don't make the specific brach on it? V'haret slav. A slav is a bush that has many different things on it. It has fruit, it has leaves, they're all edible. All different things. Right? One of the pshatim, what Slavcha did was, right, some say he was the Mekoshesh. What is Mekoshesh? Was he Kotzer? Was he Ma'amer? What Malacha? But some say that he was Mekoshesh, the Slav. Because the Slav is a type of bush, and it has sharp edges, a tzlaf chad, and that's how he got his name, tzlaf chad. Or they have it in Ne'ot Kedumim, they have the tzlaf, and they have that part, that medrash there written down, that's the tzlaf chad. This could have been, and it was described by Chazal, that you could put your hand in, but it's not sharp when you put your hand in. It's only sharp, they're facing when you bring your hand out. So that was the, that's how they know that's the bush. Anyway, v'arit tzlaf, donati inshi adayt et epircho. What about the tzlaf? People plant it. Al das de pircha. De pircha, basically for the berries. Rashi says, shame pirio. Vitznan, and yet we learned in the Mishnah, almine nitzpe, al ha'alin, v'ala tamaros, omer, bori pri adama. Al ha'evyo, on the edible leaves and shells, you make adama. V'ala evyonos, evyonos are the fruit, v'ala kafrisin, on the outers, the peels of the fruit, omer, bori pri ha'etz. So you see, even though you only focus on the fruit, there are specific brachos for the other parts of the tree as well. So Amar Nachman Bar Yitzchak, no. Tzlaf, nati inshi adaiti teshusa. By the tzlaf, people have everything in mind. Everything that grows. That's why you make a specific bracha by each of them. Dikla lo nati inchi adaiti dekora. But the palm, people don't have the korah in mind. They only have the dates in mind. Fine. That's the chilek. The alva got the kasei Shmuel or Rabbi Yehuda, and even though Shmuel praised Rabbi Yehuda shita, hilchza kavasi to Shmuel. We still pass on like Shmuel in this case, and you would make a shahakol. Period. What's an important halacha lemaisa discussion that comes up? Hearts of palm. Hearts of palm. What bracha does one make on hearts of palm? What is hearts of palm? That's not a shoot, which is on the outside, it's on the inside. On the inside of the palm tree, you have to peel off the bark in order to get to the hearts of palm. That's why it's the heart of the palm. It's inside. One has to kill the palm tree in order to get to the hearts of palm. Every time you see hearts of palm, that means there's a tree that's dead in order to get that. Right, I'm not here to be botany, botanical rights. You know, that's not on my agenda right now. But that's the hearts of palm. The question is, what bracha do you make on hearts of palm? It's a major discussion in the Achronim. If you look in Vesein bracha, I'm sorry, Vizosa bracha, same bracha, different one. Vizosa bracha, and by a posek here in Eretz Yisrael, his name is Rav Mandelbaum. Interesting, he writes in the Hagdamah. Sometimes he quotes Rav Yashiv, and then sometimes he says, I heard B'Shem Adam Gadol. He says, whenever I say B'Shem Adam Gadol, I heard that in the name of Rav Yashiv, but I didn't verify it. So I'm just writing B'Shem Adam Gadol. When I quote Rav Yashiv, I don't know why he says it. Miman Afshach. If he didn't verify it, so how could he say that it's... Anyway, so he says the same bracha on page 308 in mine. He talks about hearts of palm, and he says, for three reasons, I think you should make a Hadama and not a Ha'etz. Says, why? Why should you make Hadama? Number one, we're going to learn later on, what's the difference between a Ha'etz and Hadama? One of the differences is whether a Ha'etz is a tree that lasts throughout the year. It just gets new blossoms, new growths every year. Masha'enkein, Hadama, it dies. It dies every winter. A potato patch is dead in the winter. A banana tree is dead in the winter. That's why you make Hadama on a banana tree. Even the grows all the way up. So he says, hearts of palm, you have to kill the tree whenever you take it out. So that also, it's not there, Mishana Lashana, because you have to kill it in order to get the items, number one. Number two, he says, the Otsvar Lavoya Pri Adama is like the Bahag. The Bahag says, the Bahag doesn't talk about a hearts of palm, but he talks about sugar cane. Three sheetahs in the Rishonim, what bracha to make on sugar, it used to be, the olden days, that was the candy, sugar cane. That's what was given out. So what bracha to make on sugar cane? Kanei Hasukar. So the Bahag says, you make a Borei Pri Ha'adama. Even though it's an eitz, Kivan Delav Peirei Mafik, Velav Peirei Kachlinan, Lo Mas'amar Lan Borei Pri Eitz, Ela Borei Pri Ha'adama. Midav Yashusa De Parcha. Harei Mavor Midvar, Degav Makam Shu, Iker Netia Kamo Shukar, even if, and those hearts of palm trees, by the way, I forgot to mention, they plant those trees in order to get the hearts of palm. That's the Iker reason why they're planting those trees. So he says, no, the Bahag says it by sugar cane. Even if you plant that to get to the sugar cane, you still make Adama, because it's not a pre. It is the eights. It's not a pre-ha-eights. So you can't say pre-ha-eights. It's a pre-Adama. But it's not a pre-ha-eights. So therefore you say Hadama, number two. And number three, he says, maybe, because another svara, that maybe you look at the min of palm trees in general, even though specific palm trees are planted for the hearts of palm, the majority of palm trees in the world are not planted for hearts of palm. Right? They're planted for dates, they're planted for aesthetics, whatever the reason may be, and therefore you would say Hadama. I might add in a fourth reason, if you're not sure, Hadama is the more inclusive one. So either way, if somebody eats hearts of palm, Hadama seems to be the Lamaisa discussion. Again, this is only if you eat it plain. If you eat it in a salad, the separate issue. You've got to see what's the Iker ingredient in a salad, if it's a little pieces. But many people eat it plain, and this would be the bracha that one makes. Okay, but it all comes from this Gemara about Korah. Viter. Amar of Yehuda Marav. Slav Shal Arlo. Okay, the next 15 lines is known as the Slav Shal Arlo Gemara in brachas. So Slav Shal Arlo, if you have a Slav, this bush that we were just talking about that has many different types of growths on it, and it's of Arlo the first 3 years. So which parts of it are subject to Arlo and which aren't? So what we're about to do is to try to compare Hilchas Brachas and Hilchas Arlo. You might not do that. That's a Machlokas Lomaisa. This Gemara does not get back to Hilchas Brachas. But the question is, can you compare all this to a bracha, do you say? Either way, maybe we'll get to that on Amid Beis. So I'm reviewing my Rav, Tzlav Shel Arla, Bechutz La'aretz, Arla's Chutz La'aretz. Machlokes, is that Minhag, is that Halacha Moshe Misinai? It's Machlokes and Meseches Kiddushin. But here, Tzlav Shel Arla, Bechutz La'aretz, Zorek Es Ho'ev Yonos, Ve'ochel Es HaKafrisin. You have to throw away the Evyonos. The Evyonos are the berries. That's the fruit. That really has Kiddushas Arla, so that you're not allowed to eat. Aser Bahana. So you throw those away, but Oklah's a kafrisin, you're allowed to eat the kafrisin, the shells. You're allowed to eat the kafrisin. That does not have Kedushas Arla. Rashi says, "Huklifa gedola shesvivos apri." It's like the shell of a nut. Rashi says that's the kafrisin. The kafrisin do not have kedusha as arla, only the avyonos. A side issue: don't you have to burn arla? To burn arla, you have to throw it away. So the Pnei Yeshua discusses it, maybe because it's Arlas Chutz La'aretz, and that's it. Maybe he's only going to the opinion that says it's a minhag, but according to the Mandamer, that's how Halacha should be seen. Now you would have to burn it. Others say the Minchas Chinuch says no, but Chutz La'aretz is different. Okay, discussion. What exactly is the halacha of Arlas Chutz La'aretz, Halacha Moshe Misinai? Okay, so you eat the berry, you throw away the berries and you eat the shell. L'meimer dev yonos peirei, the kafrisin la peirei, is this to tell me that only the fruit are considered fruit and the shells are not? Raminu Almine Nitzpe Al Ha'alim Va'al Hatmaros Omer Bore Priyadama. For Havyonos Via Kafris and Omer Bore Priyates. Again, see here we're mixing and matching Hilchas Arla and Hilchas Brachos. What do we see in this Brisa? You make a ha'ates even on the Kafrisin. Right? So doesn't that show the shells are fruit and therefore it should also have Kedushas Arla? So the Gemara says no, Huda Amar Krabi Akiva. He must hold like Rabbi Akiva. It's not. The Mishnah says in Maisras, right? A third halachic context, putting them all together. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Tzlaf Misaser Tomorrow's VeEvyonos VeKafrisin. Rabbi Eliezer says that Tzlaf, you have to get Maisra from all three sections. Rabbi Akiva Omer Ein Misaser Ella Evyonos Bilvad. Rabbi Akiva says only the fruit. VeBreishu Pri. So the previous opinion, Rabbi Yehuda Marav, held like Rabbi Akiva, that only the fruit and not even the shells. The name halacha Rabbi Akiva. Why did he just say that? Halacha is like Rabbi Akiva. What do you have to say his own shita? Just to say, this is what you do? Say halacha Rabbi Akiva. Right, we all know the Mishnah is from Isras. Right? So why don't we just say that? So the Gemara says, no. I'm halacha Rabbi Akiva. Hava amina afilu be'eret ba'aretz. I would have thought you could make go even by Arlas Eretz Yisrael. Kamash Malan. The answer is no. Kalameko, but Aretz Halacha Kamosa b'chutz la'aretz. His sheet is based on that principle. By certain machlokos in Eretz Yisrael, and then you have it in Chutz La'aretz, the same content, the same issue, you're allowed to be held by the Da'as Lahakel. Aval ba'aretz lo, and therefore he couldn't just say Halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, because we would have thought we could pass him like him even in Eretz Yisrael. So if a name Halacha Rabbi Akiva b'chutz la'aretz, to Kalameko ba'aretz Halacha Kamosa b'chutz la'aretz, why didn't he just say that? Again, why do you have to just make a statement not relating it to any of the shitas of the Tanaim, if this is a parallel discussion? So Iyamar Hachi Hava Mina Hani Mili Gabi Meiser Elon. No, if I would have said that, he would have thought maybe you don't have to, you could be machali between the contents, the context. Maybe I would have thought you pass like Rabbi Akiva by Meiser to the Eretz Gufa Durabanan, because even in Eretz Yisrael it's Durabanan. We'll have to get back to that. Avol gabi arla de ba'aretz mi da'araisa, but arla is da'araisa in Eretz Yisrael, so ema b'chutz la'aretz nami nigzar, so maybe we should be gozer even in chutz la'aretz, kamash malan, period. Why is ma'aser d'rabanan in Eretz Yisrael? Right, even Eretz Yisrael is only d'rabanan. So there is a major machlokes in many places in Shas between Rashi, Tosfos, and the Rambam. Rashi and Tosfos, including Rashi right here, says, what is Chaim and Shubis and Maisers Daraisa? Rashi and Tosas both hold Dagon, Tirosh, and Yitzhar. That's it. Wheat, oil, grapes, wine, right? All Dagon, Tirosh, so that's it. Rashi and Tosas say that's it. Oranges, apples, pears, that's not Chayiv Daraisa, according to Rashi and Tosas. That's their Shida right here, and that's how Rashi and Tosas read the Gemara. Even by Maiser, these Tzlaf, these Tvaris, it's not Dagon, Tirosh, and Yitzhar. So it's even in Eretz Yisrael, it's only Drabanan. Orla flies to all fruit. But these that's what the Rabbanan. But the Rambam says clearly in two places, all fruit, all ha'eitz, all pears, are chayim and shumis and ma'isos daraisa. So the Rambam would have to read the tzlach right here. Says the Rambam would have to read this Gemara as it's Rabbanan bisman hazeh, not because of its what it is, but because the time period bisman hazeh is only the Rabbanan. While arla could even be daraisa even bisman hazeh, right? Unlike ma'iser, which is Rabbanan bisman hazeh, but not because of what it is, because what it is, the Rambam would say, it is Da'oraisa as well. Again, a big topic, but just to keep in mind, that comes up in many, many places. Rashi and Tosfos versus the Rambam. Good. Ravina Ashkechela Mar Baravashi, Tekazar Gavionos V'Kalcha Gavrisin. Ravina saw Mar Baravashi, he was throwing away the fruit, and he was eating the peels. Amarle, my diet, the Rabbi Akiva, the Mekil. What, you're going like Rabbi Akiva? So, Levin Mar Beishamai, the Mekili Tvei. Why don't you go even more Kula Kula? You're going like Rabbi Akiva, who's Mako? If you think this is a reason Lahakel here, go one step further like Beishamai. It's not. The Tosefta says, Slav, Beishamai Omrim, Kilayim Bekerim. Beishamai says that Slav is Kilayim in a vineyard. What does that mean? It's a vegetable. It's a yarak. Ubeisilo omrim ain't kalayim bekerem. Mishael says no. It's a fruit. Elu ve'elu modim shechay ba'arla. But they both agree chayiv arla. So hagufa kasha. Before we ask the question, there's an internal problem in this source. Amar tzlaf beishamay omrim kalayim bekerem. Alma min yereku. You say beishamay holds this kalayim bekerem. That means it's a vegetable. V'hadar tani elu ve'elu modim shechay ba'arla. Alma min ilanu. Arla is only by fruit. So the Gemara says halo kasha. Beishamay misufuki misafkalu. Beishamay's not sure. He's mesupik, va'avdi hachalachumra v'achalachumra, and he's machmer in both places. But either way, what do you see from here? Mikol makom lebeishamay havalei suffik arla. Tzlaf is only a suffik arla according to Beishamay. Vitznan, and we learned in the Mishnah, suffik arla be'eret Yisrael asur ubisuria mutter. The din inherently, even though it's daraisa, kach nitzna halacha, that suffik arla be'eret Yisrael is asur because that's regular suffik daraisa lachumra. In Surya is mutter. Ubechutz la'aretz, you can go one step further. Yored v'lokeach. You could even go down to somebody's field who is chashud in Arla and buy from him ubilvad shelo yirenalokin, as long as you didn't actually see him take it and cut it from the Arla field, even though he's chashud, because that's the halacha. There are certain, not too many, but there are certain areas of halacha which part of the din inherently was given that you can be makel by safek. Mamzer vada amar achmanav, although mamzer safek. Right, even though it's a Safik Mamzer, Safik Daraisa. No, that's the din. Safik Mamzer is Mutter. Here too, Safik Arla and Eretz Yisrael. So he asked him, if you want to be Mekel, why don't you even go like Beis Shammai, who's even more Mekel than Rabbi Akiva? So Gemara says, no. Rabbi Akiva, b'makam Rebbe Lazar, avdina kavase. Beis Shammai, b'makam Beis Hillel, ain't a Mishnah. No, Beis Shammai is not a run-of-the-mill rejected opinion. Beis Shammai, b'makam Beis Hillel, ain't a Mishnah. Only by that, Beis Shammai, b'makam Beis Hillel, right? Where did we have this before? This discussion, we had this earlier in the first paragraph. Remember Rabbi Tarfon? Rabbi Tarfon was misakin himself, and he almost died because he was held like Beis Shammai. Right? Oh, if you go like Beis Shammai, chayev misa, according to one of the opinions there. Why? Because that's not just a rejected opinion that, okay, I'll go like the Das Yachid. Beis Shammai, in terms of Lamaisa, does not have any Lamaisa application for us. Why? Different suggestions given. The Mesulas Yesharim writes in Perakhaf that Beis Shammai is a whole group of people, and it could lead to a splintering of the nation if some hold like Beis Shammai, some like home like Beis Hillel. If it's a Das Yachid, okay, it's not going to lead to such splintering. But a whole group, it's a problem. Others say that maybe Beis Shammai is the only one that had a bas kol go out against him and say we don't pass them, right? What does it say in Eir Vineyard Gimel? The Elu Be'er Demelikim Chayim, but go like Beis Hillel. So they were rejected by a bas kol, right? So therefore, that might make a difference. Either way, there's Talmud Torah to learn about Shitas Beis Shammai. Just in terms of Lamaisa, we don't call it Beis Shammai. Good. So what have we said so far? That the shells, according to a number of Tanoim, the peels, do not have Kedushas Arla, maybe don't have Chiyav and Maisras, and maybe don't get a Borei Pri Ha'etz. But then we said, now we're bringing in a new discussion. V'tepek le'denah says, Shomer le'pri. But why isn't it called a shomer for a pri? We have a principle that a shomer le'pri, something that protects a fruit, has the status of a fruit for certain halachos. For Achmana Amar, va'araltem arla so espirio, es hatafel apirio. What does that s include in my new shomer le'pri? The shomer le'pri also has kedushas arla. And isn't a peel, doesn't it have that? So the Gemara is going to have three suggestions why it's not, in our case by tzlaf. Amar Rava, Heicha Amrina Denasa Shomer Lepri, Heicha Deisa Bein Batalas Bein Bemechubar. What's a shomer? A shomer is something that exists with the fruit even after it is detached. Hacha Bemechubar Isa Batalas Lesa. Here, this type of kafrisin that we're talking about, this type of shell, it falls off when the fruit is detached. So that's not called a real shomer. A shomer stays with you, doesn't leave you right when you get separated. That's where the shomer needs you the most, right? That's where you need the shomer the most. Okay, Esve Abaya, is that really true? Pitma shel Rimon. You see where this is from? Where does it talk about Shomer Lepri? Which Masecht and Shas? Uxin. Uxin talks all about parts of fruit that are connected, that are not connected, right? Stems, shells, peels. That's all Uxin. So Pitma shel Rimon, if you have the pitum of a pomegranate, Mitztarefes, that combines for the shear of Tumas Ochlin for the fruit. V'hanet shelo, nates is like the kafrisin, that's the peels, ein mitzdaref. So mitzgamer hanet shelo, ein mitzdaref, alma delav ochelhu. You see from there the fact that it's not mitzdaref for Tumas Ochlin, so it's not called part of the fruit. V'tani gabe arla, and yet by arla we say, klife rimon v'hanet shelo, klife agozin v'hagaridin chayavin ba'arla. You see the nates is chayavin arla. So you see why it's chayav in arla. Why? Because it is a shomer, even though it's not mitzdari for Tumas Ochlin, but it should be a shomer, even though it does not exist after it falls off. Rashi has in that detail. So says the Gemara, Elam Arava. Okay, second try. Why this the Kafrisin are not called a shomer in our case? Heicha da amrina danase lehu shomer lepreiri heicha de isa b'shas gemar peira. Only if it's there after the fruit ripens. Hi, kafris, lesi b'shas gemar peira. This fruit, this shell, it leaves before the fruit is ripe, it falls off too. So that's why it's not a shomer. Says the Gemara, Eini, is that really true? That it has to be there when it is ripe? Amar av nakon amar abar ravua. Hani mischli de arla. These peels of arla. Asiri are asur. Hol v'nasu shomer lepeire. And because they're the shomer, the shomer lepeire emes havre. And when are they a shomer? When are they a shomer lepeire? Bekufra, where before it ripens, kufra is in the in earlier stage. The kakari le shomer lepeire? Question mark. So you can't see a shomer if it's there only after it gets ripe. You see from here, even before it gets ripe, it's still considered a shomer. So back to our original question. So the Gemara answers no. Rav Nachman, this question, that's according to a different day in the Tanaim. Rav Nachman Savalik Rav Yossi, Titzan Rav Yossi Omar, Smadar Aser Mebnei Shu Peire. Rav Yossi holds that Smadar, the earlier stages are already Aser for, in terms of Arla, because it's a pre. We don't paskin that way. Meaning we paskin, it's only a Shomer and only has significance once the fruit ripens. Not earlier. So a little bit more. Maskevlar Rav Simi Min Arda, Ubishari Lani Mi Pligir Abanan Alei. Do the Rabbanan really argue? The Rabbanan don't say that early stages are significant. Vatzan, the Mishnah in Shvius. Okay, we're throwing everything in. Ain't Kotzen Silonis B'Shvius. Meimoth Ain't Kotzen Silonis B'Shvius. When does a tree of Shvius have status of fruit so now you can't destroy it? Right, lo achlo v'lo li'ibud. How, at what stage? Beishame omrim kali lonus b'sheyotziu. Beishame says all fruit right when they blossom out. Beisilo omrim beisilo gives a differences for different fruits. Hecharavin kaz b'shey yishar shiru when they become chains. Vagafanim b'shey garu v'azeisu b'shey anitzu. V'shar kali lonus b'sheyotziu. Beisilo agrees it's an early stage. V'yamar Ravasi who boser who garua who pull halavan. Ravasi says all three are the same. Pull halavan tzalkadaydach. What does it mean? Boser Sarah and Garua are early stages. Pul halavan is a certain type of bean. Ela'ema, shiuro kapul halavan. The shear, its measurement is like pul halavan. But either way, finishing up, man shamis le da'amar boser in smadarlo. Who is the one that says only boser, which is a medium stage of ripening, and not smadar, which is a very early stage of ripening? Rabbanan. That's the Rabbanan. Vikatani, shar kol ilanus b'shei yotziyu. And you see, by all fruit, it's an early stage. So back to the shaila. You see, a shomer is a shomer, even if it's there only by an early stage. So last line for us today, Ella Marava, you're right, this is what I meant. Heicha d'amrina davi shomer lepri, when is something called a shomer? Heicha d'chi shakalt lei l'shomer mayis peira. If you would take off the shomer, the fruit would die, the fruit would get totally dried out, that's a shomer. Hacha ki shaklas lei l'mayis peira. Here, even if you take the fruit, the peel, it's not going to die, and therefore it's not called a shomer. Period. They will have to stop there. One more line. Havi uvda v'shaklua l'nates d'rimona v'yavish rimona. They took the nates of the rimon and the rimon dried up. So you see, that's a real shomer. V'shaklua l'parcha d'betisa v'ikayim betisa. And it states, that's why that is not a real shomer. Period. We'll stop there. Again, this is important discussions. For example, what? Chocolate-covered orange peels. What bracha do you make on it? Let's say somebody eats regular orange peels. They can go to these fancy stores, get chocolate-covered orange peels. Machlokas, Magid Avraham and the Taz. Whether you compare Hilchos Arla to Hilchos Brachas. Do you make a Ha'etz on that? Do you make a Shahakol on that? Major Machlokas, maybe we'll start with it tomorrow. And we got to talk about Tosis. Tosis here brings in Baltashchis. Forget the issue of cutting. Ain't Kotas and Ilanos. Forget Shvius. What about Baltashchis? Right, that Baruch Hashem we'll start with tomorrow as we continue in Ketzad Mevarchim. Okay, we'll stop here. Again, we thank the sponsors for the Shiurim, the Orlinsky family, Lezecha Nisrav Nachman Yitzchak Orlinsky, and hopefully the Parsha Shir should be up. Again, Mitzvah Shir, we're working on. We've given some of them. I just got to hopefully get them up within the next couple of days.